The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It seems that a lot of popular TikTok creators are having success on Lemonade. So you might even say that Lemonade is going to be Gen Z's Instagram. Lemonade could be a major social media platform, is of course that it is owned by TikTok. The hottest social media app in the United States and one of the fastest growing apps worldwide is Lemonade. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you why I think this platform has potential to be one of the next big major social media apps. And I'm also going to share with you some early insights on how to grow and get yourself established on the platform. All right, so let's talk about Lemonade. I did an episode a few weeks ago on Build Your Tribe talking about Lemonade and Clapper, two new social media apps that are hot and growing in popularity in the United States. If you haven't already listened to that episode, I highly recommend going back, checking it out, and giving it a listen. But admittedly so, Lemonade was only, I think, 3 or 4 weeks old at the time of recording that episode, and I had only been on it for about 2 weeks. So my opinion has evolved and changed since then, and it's continued to grow in popularity. I will say, if you're looking for just a very simple explanation as to what Lemonade is and what Clapper is, I would recommend going and listening to that episode because you'll get a very topical, surface level explanation of the two apps. And one of my conclusions in that episode was that I was a bigger fan of Clapper than Lemonade. And I think that I unfairly judged the two because Clapper has actually been around for a few years now. And it actually came out in 2020 as originally a right-wing alternative to TikTok, but it's since become a little bit more middle of the road in terms of its political content. And it's not so far right-wing, which makes it more of a true alternative to TikTok. But Lemonade, which I originally had believed to have been around for a few years, actually didn't even make its way into the US market until late February or early March of 2023. And another part of my initial analysis was that I reported lower engagement on Lemonade, and that was definitely true off the bat. I saw an initial burst from Clapper, which felt good and made me favor that app more. But since then, on Lemonade, I've seen huge spikes of engagement, including one viral post that has now reached over 100,000 people. So before we get into the tips on how to grow on Lemonade and everything I've figured out so far, let me talk to you about why I think Lemonade could establish itself as a major dominant force, maybe even one of the mainstays of social media, which hasn't really been done since TikTok. Prior to TikTok bursting onto the scene in late 2019 and early 2020, there hadn't really been any major new social media players in over a decade. I mean, we think about apps like Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr even, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch. These platforms had been around for a while. They had been established, they had grown. Some of them had been bought or sold or changed names, but really for the entire 2010s, there wasn't any major new social media platform. If anything, there were multiple platforms that died off or that no longer exist, a la Periscope and Vine. And there have definitely been social media apps that made some noise like Clubhouse and Be Real, but ultimately they didn't last. I think that Lemonade has possible staying power. It might have the ability to last the test of time, so to speak, and become one of these major figureheads, one of these dominant role players of the social media world. And there are 7 key reasons why I believe this to be true. First and foremost, influencers and celebrities always are the driving force behind the popularity of social media apps. I remember when Snapchat was at its peak and then Instagram came out with Instagram Stories and multiple influencers being led by Kylie Jenner made the move from Snapchat Stories back to Instagram and Instagram Stories, and Snapchat took a big hit because of it. And that's one of the key reasons why I think Lemonade could establish itself as one of these big platforms, because they have influencer support. Now, I will say that a lot of the early influencer support has been paid for. And this has actually been confirmed. Multiple influencers are being paid to promote, talk about, and even use Lemonade. If these influencers start to see success on the platform and they continue to use it themselves and then talk about it and promote it organically, I could see the app having major success. If Lemonade has to continually pay influencers and incentivize them to promote the app, I don't know how sustainable that is in the long run, but I think in the short run, it's a great way to get a lot of attention and eyeballs and virality over to Lemonade, which hopefully is enough fuel to stoke the fire so that it can burn on its own without having to continually pour gasoline onto it. The second reason why I think Lemonade could continue to grow in popularity is that it seems that a lot of popular TikTok creators are having success on Lemonade. Now, this could be for a variety of reasons. It could be that people who are big on TikTok just know how to make great content and so they're doing great on Lemonade. It could be that those big TikTok creators are telling all of their TikTok followers to go over to Lemonade. Or I have a slight suspicion that Lemonade, which is owned by TikTok, might be in some way promoting or boosting or helping out the creators who are already big on TikTok over on Lemonade. I think that Lemonade's thought might be, hey, people already like these influencers from TikTok. They already know these people. And we, being TikTok, being the parent company, we know that these influencers make engaging content. So let's make sure that more people discover and find these creators on Lemonade. Speaking of getting discovered and found, that is one of the major flaws of Lemonade right now. I noted that in the earlier podcast that I did about Lemonade and Clapper, but I think that in general, discoverability and the ability to find people and look up people and search for different terms and topics, that's not the best on Lemonade. It could be built out a lot more, and I think that would greatly improve the platform. But in the meantime, it definitely seems like some people are getting heavily pushed and prioritized on the platform while others aren't. The third reason why I think Lemonade could establish itself is that the user base is rapidly growing. Now, they haven't put out any official numbers yet, so we don't know exactly how many people are on the platform. But I can tell you, just from views and the amount of engagement that I'm seeing, it seems to be rapidly growing. I also hear from dozens of people every single day who are joining the platform, creating their usernames, and starting to post new things. And so it seems like the overall use and engagement rate is continuing to go up. The fourth reason why I think Lemonade could establish itself as a major social media platform is that it's a trending Google search term, and it has been for weeks now. That means that at least here in the United States, a lot of people are looking up Lemonade. Now, I did say here in the US, and I have mentioned that a few times, Lemonade is not available worldwide just yet. It is available in a wide variety of countries, but definitely not worldwide. I can tell you, for example, at the time of recording this, it's not even available in Canada yet. And while that might be seen as a negative, I actually see that as a positive for the app because there's all of this publicity and attention for it, but there's also a FOMO. There's a fear of missing out that people in other countries who don't have access to it are likely feeling right now. And so when Lemonade becomes available in those countries, it will likely see another resurgence in engagement and new users. The fifth reason why I think that Lemonade might be here to stay is that Gen Z has been looking for an alternative to Instagram. It's been widely documented and reported that Gen Z users prefer TikTok far more than Instagram and way more than Facebook. And a lot of Gen Z users actually turned to Tumblr at the end of 2022 and early 2023 as an outlet for them to post things that are aesthetically pleasing and photo-based content. Of course, TikTok being primarily video-based content, Gen Z might be looking for a non-video social media app, and that might be where Lemonade comes in. And in fact, according to a lot of conversations that I've been having on Lemonade, a lot of people from Gen Z have been really enjoying the platform, how aesthetically pleasing a lot of the content is, and just the fact that they have the ability and even the encouragement to post photo-based content rather than video-based content like we're seeing with Instagram Reels and YouTube and TikTok. So you might even say that Lemonade is going to be Gen Z's Instagram. The sixth reason why I think Lemonade has potential to be big time is because it already has monetization features. A lot of platforms put monetization on the back burner and they bring it up as one of the last features that they add when they're creating a new platform. They focus a lot more on other aspects that don't always resonate so well with users, but monetization and the ability to make money and sell things and promote links is really important for creators in the modern creator economy. So many creators are making their living based off of affiliate promotions and brand partnerships and linking to their Amazon stores and things like that. And Lemonade seems to know this because they've already integrated a lot of features that it took Instagram 10 years to add. And so while, of course, I don't have any data yet about how much Lemonade users are making or how people are able to charge for brand partnerships on Lemonade, I don't even know if that's going on yet. But what I can tell you is just the fact that these features exist is promising. It means that creators are going to be able to make money directly on Lemonade, or they're at least going to be able to promote their links and their courses and their products and the things that they are selling on Lemonade, which is great news for creators. And the seventh reason why I think that Lemonade could be a major social media platform is, of course, that it is owned by TikTok. And like I said earlier, in the last 10 to 15 years, there hasn't been one social media app to grow and establish itself like TikTok has. I mean, TikTok has become such a big deal here in the United States that there are congressional hearings about possibly banning the app. There's no other social media app besides like Meta and Facebook / Instagram that are on that level. And TikTok blew up to this stage in less than 3 years. So if there's anyone who I would put my trust in to build a major social media app, one that has viral success with great algorithms and great incentives for creators, it would be the owners of TikTok. And since TikTok owns Lemonade, I would bet that they know how to grow Lemonade in a similar way that they grew TikTok. Hey, I just wanted to interrupt really quickly because if you're listening to Build Your Tribe, it's probably because you want to make money online. You want to monetize your social media? Well, if that's true, then I need to tell you about our Monetize Your Social Media workshops that we're going to be holding. We're going to be holding a few of them over the next few days. And if you want to sign up, it's totally free. Just go to shalene.com/monetize. That's shalene.com/monetize. And you can find the link down in the description. The dates are going to be Thursday the 27th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday the 29th at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and Sunday the 30th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. But even if you can't attend live, we'll be sending out replays, of course, as well, so you can watch it whenever it's convenient for you. But it's totally free, and we're going to help you actually make money from your social media. So make sure to sign up again, shalene.com/monetize, because if you're listening to Build Your Tribe, this workshop is perfect for you. Since TikTok owns Lemonade, I would bet that they know how to grow Lemonade in a similar way that they grew TikTok. And one of the things that really sets TikTok apart and that I think allowed it to grow so quickly over the last few years is its algorithm. It is just so addicting. And I say that recognizing the good side and the bad side of its addictiveness, but the TikTok algorithm is great. I would argue that the TikTok algorithm is better than any algorithm on any other social media platform. It's constantly serving you with new content from people you have never followed, never seen their post before, that's highly engaging. The content that you feel like you want to see. The more time you spend on TikTok, the better the algorithm gets. And TikTok has spent millions and millions of dollars. It's actually rumored that they've spent over $1 billion just on refining the For You page algorithm. And what that tells me is that TikTok knows how to find and show us engaging content. TikTok has spent precious time and resources on building their algorithm on TikTok. So I think one of two, if not both things, are going to happen. The first being that TikTok is going to use what it's learned from its For You page algorithm and apply that to the Lemonade algorithm, or they might even directly take the algorithm from the TikTok For You page and apply it to Lemonade. Of course, some things would have to be changed because the content is slightly different. The way people interact is slightly changed. There is a lot more photos on Lemonade than on TikTok. I understand all of those things, but all of that to just say, TikTok knows algorithms. They know how to make great algorithms, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Lemonade algorithm, which admittedly right now isn't great, continues to improve and improve and improve until it's at the addictive levels that TikTok is. All right, now that we've covered all of that, let's talk about my tips for growing on Lemonade. I have 6 tips for you, and before we even get into them, let me just say I'm not a Lemonade expert, and I don't think really anyone is qualified to call themselves a Lemonade expert. I am a social media expert, and I do study the algorithms. I do study TikTok and Instagram on a daily basis, and so I do have a fair amount of knowledge coming into this, but Lemonade is a totally new animal. I'm not claiming that any of these tips are going to make you wildly successful overnight. These are things that have worked for me so far. And I now have numerous posts that have gone VFM or viral for me on Lemonade. Multiple posts with over 30,000 views and one post with over 100,000 views. The first tip that I would give you is the same tip that I would give you no matter what social media app you're on. And that's that you need to get one crystal clear niche and stick to it. Right now on Lemonade, it's all about topics. They have a set number of categories that you can be shown on your For You page, and those things are likely to expand and change over time, but that tells us that Lemonade is all about these categories and topics. And Lemonade's algorithm, which is still in its infancy, has to determine, it has to do its best artificial intelligence job to figure out what topic you fit into and what category it should put you in, what box it should put you in, essentially. And so the more you bounce around and post about a wide variety of different topics, all your different interests and passions, it's really hard for the Lemonade algorithm to figure out whom to show your post to. If you are, however, only posting about one subject, then of course Lemonade can show you to people who are interested in that subject. It's so much easier for the algorithm to learn what that subject is and then recommend your content to people who are looking for posts about that subject. Similarly, if someone follows you and you're posting about a wide variety of things, they're likely not going to engage with all of those things or be interested in all of those things unless they're super interested in you. That's one thing that I want to make sure we understand and that is clear when we're talking about niche is that you can be your own niche. Think about mega celebrities like Emma Chamberlain or Kim Kardashian or any of these people who have blown up on social media or just, you know, are even celebrity status now. Those people have permission to talk about whatever they want because for whatever reason, we find them so interesting, we're so engaged with their lives that any side passion project that they go down, any rabbit hole that they go down, we will follow them because we're that invested and that engaged with them and their content. So it's easiest to grow if you stick to one topic and you're talking about just that one topic for one single group of people and it's clearly defined because then that group of people knows what you're going to talk about, they know they have a community on your page, and they know why they should follow you. If you're posting about a wide variety of things and you haven't established yourself as one of these major Charlie D'Amelio level influencers, then people might be more reluctant to follow you. At the end of the day, we are all so stringent with who we follow. We're all so selective and choosy with who we follow. If we click on your page because we were interested in one of your videos about space, and we see that there's a bunch of other videos about random topics that have nothing to do with outer space, well then we're probably not going to follow you unless you're just that great of a content creator or you're that engaging or your life is that interesting. So tip number one is stick to one niche. Tip number two is to use hashtags. Now, it's been hard to figure out an exact best practice here, but I think I've kind of found a sweet spot with around 50,000 to 150,000 uses of that hashtag. I will say that when selecting hashtags on Lemonade, make sure that they are super specific to the post. And you may be surprised that some of the hashtags that you're going to use that are specific to your post and maybe on Instagram have a couple million uses, don't have any uses on Lemonade yet. I would still recommend using those, even though they're lower than I recommended a minute ago. And that's because you can be one of the first there. You can be one of the first to strike it rich or to find gold because you're using hashtags that are popular on Instagram or other platforms, which means that they're likely going to be searched for on Lemonade, but just no one in your niche, no one in your category, no one using those hashtags is on Lemonade yet. So you can really establish yourself and get out ahead of the market by having a lot of posts on that hashtag before anyone else has ever used it. My third tip is to hype up your Lemonade on TikTok, on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, on whatever other social media apps you have, on your podcast, whatever. Hand out flyers with your Lemonade username on it. This is one of the best ways to grow on any social media platform is to use your existing audience or your existing platform on other apps and direct those people to follow you on Lemonade. Of course, it will always be a very small percentage of people, but just the fact that some of your followers on other platforms can be like, hey, she's on Lemonade too. I'm going to go follow her over there. I don't know anyone yet. Oh, hey, I love this guy's content on YouTube. I'm going to go follow him on Lemonade. Promoting your Lemonade username and giving the link or the QR code to follow you on Lemonade on other platforms is always going to be a great way to grow. Be social. Now, this is one of my points of contention where I don't love Lemonade. It doesn't feel super social yet. The direct message feature, I think there is one. It's very hardly used. I haven't used it at all myself. The comments section is fine, but a lot of people are hesitant to comment, and it seems like the social component just isn't there. That's one of the things that made Instagram strongest and allowed Instagram to grow so quickly is that it felt very social. Similarly, Facebook pages still remain as one of the the most engaged pieces of all social media, even on a platform that a lot of people no longer like that much, which is Facebook, because of community. When people feel like they have a place, when they feel like they have community, when they feel like they have a social circle, they're more likely to stay engaged. And I feel like that's one of the pieces that's missing from Lemonade. And I think the responsibility to build that community and be social should fall on our shoulders as the users, as the content creators. It is our jobs to foster those communities, to engage with people, to network, to build relationships and build connections on Lemonade. So the more social you can be by responding to comments, commenting on other people's pages, interacting with other people's posts, the better. My fifth tip pertains to your content on Lemonade. And originally, I was just taking all of my best performing videos, my best reels and TikToks, and posting them on Lemonade, but they weren't doing great. And that's because Lemonade seems to be a primarily photo-based app, at least right now. That could change in the future, but as it currently stands, the content that's doing the best on Lemonade is very aesthetically pleasing, photo-based content with text on top of it. So words on top of photos, oftentimes something that's educational or recommendational, something that's, you know, here are some quick tips for traveling to Belize. Here are some easy meal swaps. Here are some great dupes of otherwise expensive clothing. I don't know. There's lots of content on Lemonade that seems very educational with a lot of recommendations or inspiration. And it's oftentimes put on top of some sort of aesthetically pleasing photo. I think Lemonade kind of exists in a space between the old Instagram that was all photos and very pretty and aesthetically pleasing, and Pinterest, where you're getting a lot of educational, valuable content. It kind of blurs those lines, and I think that's where Lemonade is currently standing with the content that's working well. Speaking of content, my sixth tip for you to grow on Lemonade is to take all the content that you've already posted, especially the content that you've posted that's done well on other apps. Your best posts from Instagram, your best TikToks, your best tweets, your best Facebook posts, your best YouTube videos. Take that content and share it onto Lemonade. You've already done the work creating all of this content, so you might as well share it on Lemonade as well. Now, I'm not saying it's necessarily going to perfectly fit on Lemonade. I'm not saying it's necessarily going to go viral or do great on Lemonade, but statistically speaking, if it's done well on other platforms, it's likely going to do well on Lemonade also. And also, when you're just getting started on Lemonade, you want to make sure that you have content for new followers to look at. If someone clicks on your page and you've only made one or two posts, they're a lot less likely to follow you than if they click on your page and they see dozens of other posts that are also relating to that same niche or topic. So take all of your content from your other platforms that's done well and share it on Lemonade. I would love to hear your thoughts though. What do you think about Lemonade? Do you think it's here to stay? Have you joined the platform? Will you follow me? I would love to hear your thoughts either via direct message on something like Instagram or TikTok, or maybe even on Lemonade. Or if you are feeling super awesome and you're not watching the podcast, you're just listening, head over to YouTube where we do have the video-based version of this podcast and leave a comment below this video so you can tell me what your thoughts are about Lemonade and this new social media. Thank you so much for listening today, and as always, happy networking.